And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
You can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da,
yeah,
da 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 da,
all right, all right, all right,
da 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 da,
whoosh, whoosh, whoosh,
all right. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them episode 870, part 2. My name is Mike Steele and I am standing in a wrestling crowd holding a sign. I am on camera size, so the whole world sees me, and it just says, Corey fears Mungo Jerry. Corey wishes he was Mungo Jerry. This song is everything that characters needed to be. It's got the do-da-da-dee-dee-dee, but it makes sense. It's got the chill moments. It's mixed really well. I'm hearing it sometimes in the left and right. Sometimes it's swinging back and forth. He's just, like, hanging out. All I gotta say is Mungo Jerry rules. This song rules. Corey wishes he could write a song the way Mungo Jerry could write a song. And I wish I could be a man just like Jeff Murphy!
I was like fucking 25 when I realized they had, for some reason, a jug for that part. I don't think that... When I think jug, it should be the whoom, whoom.
It's car rap.
You could just do that. Yeah. Like, I thought it was just a guy doing that my whole life. I just did it. And then it's a guy whispering into a bottle for some reason. Just do that. It sounds exactly the same, bro. Anyways, like I was saying, I'm Jeff Murphy, and I'm 3 weeks sober. Yay!
Whoa.
Chug, chug, chug. Drinking a Modelo as he says it for the listeners at home.
No more having sex with kids for me. What'd you think I was sober from? Yeah, but that shit's gross. No more. Gross. I'm sorry. I'm shy.
Jesus Christ.
Back to you, Mike.
Thank you so much. The truest Mungo Jerry in the world, you could say my Mungo Jerry, is, of course, Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Thank you so much. Thank you for that fine, fine intro. Let me see where we're at. Let me catch up on these super chats.
Ministry's Filth Pig lyrics actually apply to Corey Weedley, Filth Pig, and pop culture for life.
Hell yeah, Max Madsen.
This man is Ryan from Hooking Up, hashtag Fell Dog Summer, hashtag No Moss.
Max Murder.
Hashtag No Moss.
But she's cute. Hashtag Fell Dog Summer, hashtag Freeze In.
She's cute. In the summertime. She's
evening,
cute.
Cowards.
In the summertime.
Jim and Them Beach Party 2020 epic for hashtag Fell Dog Summer.
Oh, a beach party. We got to bring back the beach party.
Yeah.
Characters wasn't sung by a werewolf. Mungo Jerry for the win.
Thank you, Juke, and thank you, Kimmy's Real Reviews, for subscribing. Thank you, Max Murder, and thank you, C. Norville. Much appreciated.
And yeah. Thank you, Mungo Jerry.
And shout-outs to Mungo Jerry.
Yeah, friend of the show, Mungo Jerry.
In the summertime, I killed a guy.
Oh, no, Mungo. Mungo Jerry.
Over here. Here's the coordinates to where he's
Jerry,
dead.
We're recording. Jerry.
This is a statue of limitations of it.
No. Jerry, you're, it doesn't you work that way.
You can put me behind bars. I'll still keep even groovy.
So, yes, Karate Kid / Cobra Guy's Martin Cove bit his co-star.
Yeah, I heard
speaking
about
of conventions,
this.
We're just talking about Korea conventions.
Huh?
Martin Cove, this was at a convention. He bit her.
What? I heard it was like a goof, like a fun little goof. But she didn't take it like a fun little goof.
Yeah.
Well,
I
she
mean,
said he almost drew blood, right?
Yeah, it's weird because when you first hear this story, you're like, and you have to remind yourself, this guy's 78 years old.
Yes.
So my first thought is he's a doddering, confused old man, and they just keep bringing him to conventions. And
wait,
he's
is
like,
it the guy in the tracksuit right there?
Yeah, it's the guy in charge of Cobra Kai,
yeah,
and the
Kreese.
Karate Kid.
You don't know Kreese?
Mm-mm. That's awesome.
You've never seen Karate Kid?
I've seen Karate Kid.
Yeah,
I mean, he looks exactly the same.
The guy right there in the tracksuit,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's Martin Cove.
Whatever. I don't know. You ask most people who Martin Cove is, they're going to be like,
but if
Mungo
I say,
Jerry?
If I say John, if I say the Cobra Kai guy from Karate Kid, I think they're going to know who
okay.
I'm talking
okay.
about.
He looks different.
I mean, he's old.
Yeah.
I have to fucking stop and explain everything. I'm trying to fucking set up a story
Martin
here.
Martin Cove is?
Well, I'm explaining it then. Let me fucking explain it then.
Okay.
Let me, if you're not sure, just wait for the video.
I
we're
just
gonna
asked
play
if it was the old guy.
Yes, it's the
yeah,
old
no,
guy.
No, it's his son. It's the young guy there. It's
okay.
This guy.
Okay.
It's this other fucking fat guy in the back. It's the lady.
From the Disney reviews.
But yeah, he's at a convention. Yeah, so my first thought is that, yeah, he's a doddering old man that they're just wheeling out, much like Bruce Willis when they were just like throwing him in movies
yeah.
to squeeze every dollar they can out of just out of, you know, Bruce Willis. They probably are doing the same thing with Martin Cove. So maybe he's just confused, doesn't know where he is.
Sure.
He thinks this Asian lady's food and
here's a bell ring. He's like, ah, it's supper time. Just bites whatever's closest to him.
But then I don't know. Like this is actually this might be the full video. I didn't see this full video.
Ah!
But
he takes a chunk out of her.
Yeah, he jumps on her like 28 years later.
This is the
sticks out is humongous.
This is the body cam footage after the cops showed up.
Oh, wow. I didn't know yeah. cops showed up.
I only saw a piece of this. I don't know. The rest of this might not even have anything. I didn't watch this ahead of time. I figure it was worth checking out. But when I saw a piece of this, I started second guessing. Like, not that it's still kind of weird if he's just, like, biting people. But it also feels like, are we just making a mountain out of a molehill here? Is the... strike for a strike hard guy actually the victim?
Yeah, we're taking a mountain out of a mole bite.
Yeah, right.
That is not okay.
That is assault.
And it's 100% up to her if she
Oop, we lose it. Hold on.
Yeah, when he was like, she tastes like orange chicken, bitch. They're like, no, Mark,
yeah, just,
come on.
He's from a different time.
That is not okay.
That is assault.
And it's 100% up to her if she wants to pursue charges. I'd like to understand why you did that.
I'm really, I apologize. I was just playing because we're very playful together and I bit down too hard and I meant to
She's
just.
She's got a mouth no. mark on her.
I know.
No, and we do not play like that.
I was,
no.
I apologize.
No.
So.
No. She's trying to get him arrested? I don't get
it.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, I guess.
So, okay.
You arrest him. He's like, why?
Let's say I put myself in the same situation. Like one of us, like we're on the show, right? We're doing a bit and one of us fucking go, we're doing a, it's, it goes too far. And Jeff, like,
yeah, you're throwing me through
me.
You're like, throwing me through a table onto a mixing board.
Like Jeff's pretending to sack tap me and then actually gets me. I'm like,
you
not,
call the cops.
I'm not stoked. Right. But like, I'm over it. Like an hour later, I'm definitely not like calling the cops. And I'm not acting like she is now. That
It'd
is,
be so funny to call the cops. I'm just this guy, like he's standing, like he just threw up.
That
like,
is
I'm sorry.
With just the context of this exact situation, my I want to believe that maybe has this happened? Has he been like annoying her this whole time? And so now it's like the straw that broke the camel's back is the most innocent straw.
Or is she
just overreacting?
There are things coming out where apparently they did do an investigation into sexual harassment on the Cobra Kai set. Nothing physical, but someone complained that he was like leering and staring. But again, that could just be he's a
Chinese baby. Chinese bitch.
Like, he doesn't even know she's there.
It was an extra. It wasn't her.
He's staring at that his ass.
The other thing that has been back in spotlight, I guess Bill Hader was on Mark Maron, an old Mark Maron episode, and he said when he had first came out to L.A., to Hollywood, he started out as a driver, and he was like, he would drive actors from set to the hotel, whatever it might be. And he said he was driving for Martin Cove on a project. This was years ago. He said he was like 20 years old or something. And Martin Cove like purposely made them late somehow. I don't know the specifics. Maybe just gave him the wrong directions or told him to go somewhere, whatever it was. He made him late. And then Bill Hader got like chewed out by like the first assistant director or whatever for being late. And Martin Cove had like kind of a grin on his face the whole time. And then he had to drive Cove back home. He had to drive him back to the hotel at the end of the day. And I guess Martin Cove was like, "Are you mad at me, Bill? Are you like, are you upset I got you in trouble?" And he's like, "Yeah, whatever." And then he's like, "Well, so what do you, you know, what's your favorite treat? Like, what kind of milkshake you like?" And he told him a milkshake. And he's like, "Pull in this McDonald's." He's like, "I'll get a milkshake and a cookie." And I guess Martin Cove went inside, got a milkshake and cookie. Then came out and just ate and drank it. Like in front of him.
And I'll teach you for BMI driver.
That's one of those great bits.
Fuck you, dumb shit.
It's great to hear, but it's miserable to be involved.
Yeah, it is like a made up like rich guy villain.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's in like
he
Parasite.
Is Cobra Kai, apparently. Yeah, he's like, fuck you.
So yeah, I have to wonder, is she sick of this long term? And you know, like when a couple fights in public and you're like, or like even just like a public argument comes out and it's always over like something that's like fucking nothing.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are they so mad? Why this is so stupid? But then you learn like, well, they've been building. Yeah.
Yeah. This has been
they're not even mad about this. They're mad about like a million
Mike
other things.
Mike was just messing with them on the RIP tour.
Wait, say again?
Mike was just messing with them on the RIP tour when that couple like had a crash out.
Oh, yeah. But no, but that was the other way. Yeah. We were just building up because they kept being fucking the worst the whole time.
But imagine that boyfriend had the worst night when he spent like $1,200 or some fucking bullshit.
So I got to believe that because she's acting like she's very incensed by this. Like,
well,
the cops are here and she's still like, often like you've seen the situations where like cops have called and it's like, hey, I didn't know what else to do. I called the cops. Yeah, I guess it's fine. I wanted him to get talked to, like something like that, where it's almost like kind of like it's de-escalating before the cops even show up to the point where it's already resolved. She's like still in it to the point where she's like done. And like, he's like apologizing, like regardless of how good the apology is or not, he's like saying, sorry, my bad. I was playing around. She's like, no, fuck you.
Well, wait until you see the when she shows her arm.
Uh-oh.
That's what really made me kind of second guess it. Again, I can't speak for her because I'm sure, this has been a buildup and it's kind of like, you know what? Fuck this guy.
That has to be my guess. There's no other reason.
I'm sick of this fucking old piece of shit.
There's no other reason to act like this.
He's been just like staring at your ass for a week and then he bites you. You're like, all right, I'm calling the cops.
Well, and also I'm sure it's something where it's like you can't get she wants to do these conventions because you're getting paid what, 20K, whatever it is, but they're gonna pair her with him no matter what
because they were paired up so much in the series.
Yes,
I don't know what world do we like where to bite and leave a mark on her, which is visible. That's super not cool, and I don't know if
I like that she looks like she's about to break dance at any point.
I want to be very clear with witnesses. No, we're going to hear me, because I want to be very clear in front of everyone here. Martin, you think it's funny to play with people. We are colleagues. I have played with you on set. We've danced, we've worked together, we've shaken hands, and I came to you as a colleague, and I said to your son, hey, can you tell your dad not to bite me? I'm not going to the cops. I'm not going to anyone. He says, I'm sorry. I said, it's not his fault. Just tell your dad he can't bite me. Now, in the realm of what is normal and reasonable, and I don't know if you understand that, that's called civility and camaraderie. and it's called...
I have to wonder, why is it a thing where it's known? Like, is he doing this for pictures or something? What
is
this?
Is he biting people?
What is this? Well, don't bite me.
Well, and I love... I'm the fat guy in the back, and he's like, I just want an autograph. It's just like a lithograph of like, is this a bad time?
Mr. Cole?
And he's like, I don't know. I'm sorry. I just like to play. It was playtime. I'm a singer, you a baddie me.
Colleagues, friendship, that's what that is. I came to you with that benefit of the doubt. Then I came to your face and I said, Marty, I said it very gently to you. Marty, you may not bite me. It hurts.
I can't bite you.
You try to justify it because I don't think you understand that you cannot bite other humans. So
is she
I'm
British?
Sorry, I don't
What's
know what's going
on
in your brain, but for you to get outraged at me is completely and utterly inappropriate. And honestly, I'm ashamed of your dignity as an 80-year-old man to scream at a lady that you just bit. You say that we're friends and that we play. Sir, we work together. We shake hands. We do photo ops. We get along. When have I ever bit you? Biting.
Cop has to shoot her. She needs to shut up.
No, I just want to know the context where it's not this like one-off thing that happened.
No,
it's this running thing that keeps going on.
The fact that she had to talk to his son and say, don't let him do that thing, and then he still did the thing, and apparently enough to like leave a mark.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not... This is one of those situations where like all we can know is what we're looking at, but it's really, really easy to assume that she's right and there is like tons of previous context.
This angle, Mike. Let's go.
But it's also like I have to. It's he's probably doing the thing. You know when a guy is like joking but not joking.
Yeah.
Where he's probably annoyed that you're like, don't bite me. And he's like, what if I did? Like, but what if I?
I spotted a lababoo. She was deaf asking to be bit. What a dink.
He doesn't like the little boo-boo swag.
I don't even know what the little boo-boos are.
It's the little hang. It's the thing on the back of her belt, little hingy.
Well, no, I mean, I guess I should say I know what they are, but I don't know how they became like all
it's
of a sudden
the
they
next
were a thing.
Yeah, it's the new thing.
I don't know the lore. I don't know the lore behind it.
We were in Japan. Everyone had a little thing hanging from their ass or whatever. I keep waiting for him to hit like a Hadouken in her chest. He's like, it just hits her in the middle of the chest.
Dragon punch.
Collapses her A cups. Come on. Itty bitty titty committee over here. Boo.
Jesus.
What? Boo.
I don't know. I love their back and forth. I just think it's great that it's this constant thing. And you know, and actually based off that Bill Hader story, that if his son was like, hey dad, she's saying like, can you not do the biting bit? And he's like, oh yeah, don't worry, I definitely won't. But in his mind, he's like, I'm gonna fucking do it.
I'm gonna bite the shit until it leaves a mark.
Filing his teeth to make them sharper.
Don't fucking tell me what to do.
He puts in those vampire fangs that like you can like go like, and they like actually come out.
Is an offense. That's why I've brought this gentleman here to speak to you because you think you have done nothing wrong. You have committed assault on my body. So I don't know what realm of justice you live in that you think that that's in the realm of play. I'll tell you that the 1, 2, 4 men that are standing here will dispute your idea.
Her phone's about
play.
To fall out of her pocket.
My
stressing me out, dude. It's
me.
Like there's like
Nobody
a nothing
me.
Hanging
it
onto
is
that
offensive,
phone.
It is offensive, it is undignified, and it is assault. So I don't really care what your
From
justification
the chat,
is.
And
right
a bite
now
mark.
You're going to listen to this officer because I'm on the precipice of fury and seeking my own justice because what you've done is committed assault and that's on camera. Everything that I've just said. So please, by all means,
that's
defend yourself.
That's a serious boundary to cross. That's in.
Is it illegal? No.
Right? I don't know. Maybe if you were drinking or something. I don't know. Like, I have never once bit a person and I personally have been bit just in my line of work and it ain't fun. And I didn't work with them. I mean, now you've created this this weirdness. And potentially facing some legal ramifications, and it's completely up to her because she is the victim of this.
So to come at me and tell me that you're outraged by me approaching you and saying to you, do not bite me, Marty, that's not cool. For you to turn around in your ridiculous attitude to me and tell me I'm offended that you would come to me, I'm outraged that you would come to me, sir, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm ashamed
like
of
is
you.
She being
your
dramatic
behavior.
Yes she is, but we've all been in that situation where you're pissed off at someone.
I was gonna say it totally sounds like something where it's like finally I get to lay into you on something. It's like I have an excuse here.
Yeah, so I it really does kind of feel like either she's completely insane or there's a good chance that he's just been fucking around a lot. Either too much for too long and playful or gone too far too many times. Either way, super annoying. And she's just like, oh, finally. I let it go a lot, but now I have the time where I can just like all that bottled up. Like, this is the time. So that's why she sounds dramatic and a little over the top, but it's because this is like a bunch of things, not just one thing.
Well, people in the chat are like, definitely cognitive decline. I don't think so now. Like, that's the first thing I thought when I heard about it.
What does that mean?
Meaning like he's like getting old, dementia, or like just doesn't know what's going on.
Not at all.
But especially after hearing that story, I think he's just a dick and he's just kind of like, I'll bite you. I'll give you a little bite.
Yeah.
But like I think he does know where he's not, it's not even really that serious. It's more annoying, and yeah, it sounds worse than it is.
But, like, that's how it is. Everyone's been in that spot where, like, someone's annoying for so long that, yeah, like, you look like you're overreacting because they've been, like, in one moment, maybe just like, it's kind of annoying. But over, like, a long period of time, you're just like, you look crazy because of how long they've been annoying.
Childish and stupid. Because now I'm on this side. Now you've pissed me off so much. I'm standing with him and I'm weighing what I want to do about this. What do I want to do about this? He doesn't know. He knows that when I get pissed, I get really pissed. And right now, Martin, I am really pissed. You have left a mark on my body, which in your 80-year-old brain, you think is play. Sir, were you raised in a ditch? Is that how people treated you when you were a child?
I do love that she keeps bringing up how old he is. She's brought up that he's 80 like 10 times.
Who's on the line?
Yo, Jim and them. It's Mark D's checking in. What's good, fellas?
Hey, what's up, man?
What up? What up? Yo, Mike, welcome back to the show. You weren't on last week, so I didn't get to introduce myself to you, so I'm saying what's up for the first time.
I like that he's going to be like, dude, you didn't get to talk to me, Mike.
You didn't get to talk to me, so now we're meeting for the very first time.
That's right.
I remember my first Mark D's. Go ahead, man.
What's up, fellas? Yo, man, I was gonna mention the Bill Hader thing right when you started talking about it, Jim, because that's a fucking wild story. Who does that? Who fucking drinks and eats the, you know, cookies in a milkshake? What a fucking psychopath.
Well, I guess it just does work out where, you know, he plays a villain well.
Do an early live check on COVID.
Very, very much so. You think he's got dementia? I mean, what's the deal with this guy?
No, I don't think it is.
I think he goofs too much. As a person who goofs too much, I think he goofs too much, but he's like doing it on another level.
I think he.
Question: have you guys seen the whole Liver King Joe Rogan shit going on?
Yeah.
The what?
I don't know what you're talking crazy about.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, but also, if you're familiar.
Nah, we're watching another video and talking about something else. So
I don't know what.
Sorry. Fuck them then. But I just wanted to call in and say peace to you guys, man. And if you ever get a chance, man, look up King Cobra JFS. I don't know if you've ever seen that dude or not, he'd be great content for the show. But yeah, I think Martin Coe's a fucking psycho. I just wanted to say real quick. Corey Feldman, if he spent $1.3 million on that documentary, I don't believe it. I think he spent $1.3 million on balloons.
hell yeah.
Yeah. It's just crazy to me because in 2013 or 2014, the guy who did the Searching for Sugar Man documentary that won the fucking Oscar, he made that documentary for like $50,000. So what the hell is Corey Feldman, you know, where's his money going?
Exactly.
No, it's definitely some sort of money laundering nonsense.
Or just irresponsible, like government style, like a hammer costs $200 shit.
Yes. Well, that's essentially what I mean. It's like he kept a bunch of that money that he got from his GoFundMes, and then he tried to make it seem like he put it all into the movie, which anyone that looks at it, he clearly didn't.
Yeah, and it's even crazier that he was saying you guys stole the movie from him.
Yeah, we hacked
it. That shit was nuts.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, we are the only way anyone can watch it, and he refuses to give it to anybody. So if that's stealing something, I don't know, man.
No, I mean, you guys did everything right under fair use. You were just reviewing it, correct?
Hell yeah. And we have our own personal cuts.
It's an edit, yeah.
It's under the length that we're allowed. We followed the rules. We did follow the rules.
Right. Yeah, I figured you did. So I don't know what his deal is. But, yeah, obviously, also, when he was on Twitter earlier, he definitely knows who the fuck you guys are. So I like it when he tries to act like he doesn't know what Jim and them is or shit like that. So.
Thanks, bro.
No,
but
that's great.
I'll let you guys get back to the video, man. I'm watching the show. Just wanted to say peace and love and hold it down, fellas.
Hey, thanks, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you listening. Right. And, thanks for calling in, dude.
Always.
When we go get fellas. Mike hold D's and E-Rock in the stew.
I think they're working on something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and E-Rock going to work on some stuff. Mark D's, not Mike D's, but yeah.
Don't worry.
My bad.
Jeff always does that.
My bad. Hey, it's a wonder he remembered any of it.
All good, Jeff.
I'm sus. Nah,
all good.
But all right, yeah, later, bro.
Hold it down. Yep, have a good one.
Later. Yeah, I know a lot of people on the Piscord follow that other lolcow guy that he mentioned.
Yeah. Nah, that shit's cringe.
Is it cringe and gay?
It's like
if it's too cringe for Jeff, then it's fucking bad.
He's the offshoot of the guy with Cyrax or whatever.
Cyrax, I would check into because I feel like at least we know a little bit about him. It's hard to come into some of these lolcows without knowing the lore.
Well, when we
talked about Cyrax years ago,
we came in on like not knowing any of that shit. So like we almost had the innocence that was allowed.
Yeah. I want more like Boy Blue check-ins.
Yeah.
Shit.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Hey, guys. Decker Surfboards from the Piscord here.
What's up, man?
I don't think Cove's got Alzheimer's or anything. I just think he's suffering a little gycosis. He seems like he's off the goofballs.
Yeah, I think you might have gycosis. I think you nailed it.
Great call.
Yeah. I'm heading out early. I just wanted to let you know.
You fucking better not.
I was watching
not.
A Jaws documentary. The shark is still working. I think 2020 epic.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it, and they get into prop collectors, and there is our big man, good boy Chris.
Oh, that's
Nepo
awesome.
Nepo baby bodyguard showing off his collection.
Well, dude, at the Academy Museum.
I sent the clip in the Piscord. That'll be a great thing to show him later or something.
When I was on the phone with him, he told me that a bunch of his stuff is at the Academy Museum of the Arts or the motion picture or whatever. It's like that crazy, like the literal Academy Award Museum. A bunch of his shit is on loan there right now.
Was he
probably definitely some of the yellow barrels. He has like all of them.
Yeah. No, Chris rules.
In the video
that's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Okay.
I'll have to check that out. I'll have to check that clip later, dude.
All right, bye. Make sure if you're listening to the show, when it's time for you to check out, call in and let us know.
Yeah, don't leave.
Yeah, please make sure you call in and let us know that you're checking out.
Go to sleep. This shit's boring. Anyways, I talked to that guy. Was he collect plugs?
He still had a good call about folks. He still had a good callback with the gycosis.
Yeah, gycosis for sure.
A little bit.
It's shirking of responsibility.
Okay.
By God. Don't even try.
No. How do we resolve the
matter?
Back to the officer.
Is this
Fim Kotick? Up to you. You are.
Yeah, wait, who is she? Who was she telling off screen? First, it sounded like she's almost talking shit to the cop. But I think she does mention that her husband's over to the right.
I think she's also. At this point, she's kind of letting it linger. I think it's
she's
clear.
Like she gets to have her soapbox moment.
Yeah, she's not going to press charges, but she wants like her
she wants
time.
To read him the riot act.
Yeah.
And did she have to?
I don't know.
She have to let it linger.
She had to. She had to. She had to let it linger.
Jeff, are you on the line? Are you a caller, Jeff?
Who's calling?
Jeff, are you a caller?
Fogrift. You got Fogrift.
I got a massive shirking of responsibility.
Okay.
By God.
So
don't even try.
No. How do we resolve the matter?
Back to the officer.
100% up to you. You are the victim.
Thank you.
Well, honestly, if it was another gang.
Yeah, you know what? Sorry, to bring it back again for a second. I think what happens, her husband is trying to like be like, all right, like now we're either going to do something or we're not.
That's what
and she's like, don't even.
Yeah. I think that she wants this moment to keep going a lot longer.
Yeah.
Like, because obviously she's in it. She's still clearly very mad. And when you're mad, sometimes it's like, it ain't over.
Yeah.
It ain't fucking over.
No,
you think it's over?
Yeah.
But like everybody else is clearly like, super over it, like everyone's done.
Yeah, he had this moment in the kitchen a million times with her where she's going off on yeah. a rant about yeah. how like he like, didn't know right. what to get for dinner. And he should know what she wants, even though she said she didn't want that.
It's also clear she's not going to press charges. So that's the other thing. If it really felt like the coin was like still spinning in the air and we don't know if it's heads or tails, fair enough. But it's obvious she's not going to. She just wanted like it to be taken seriously. And she finally had that moment where she could kind of pounce and not look like she was overreacting. But now she's kind of like owning it too long, and now it is kind of like that. Well, like, you're the one that's looking worse now on accident, whether it's justified
well,
or not.
Go ahead, officer. Shoot him.
Don't even
he keeps coming for her.
He's a zombie.
100% up to you. You are the victim.
Thank you.
Well, what is honestly, this? Is the beginning of Dawn of the Dead? He's a zombie.
Person, you probably have a really irate husband to deal with too.
That is my husband.
I know that. I know. Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Let's see this soy boy cuck.
Professional away from
oh,
people.
I'm not comical. Yeah.
No, well, I'm saying in this yeah,
yeah. because he, I gave you the.
That's
sex.
Just another I thing.
That was going for incendiary.
Yes, and I received.
Thank
you. Said,
what would
you
like?
Side,
I would like to have a conversation.
Understanding of what happened. I'm not here to try and say what he did was right. Yeah. If anything,
but I approached you calmly and I told you
yeah,
privately.
Yes, you did.
I kept it
of
private.
Of course, and I
thank
wanted
you.
To hear you. And
yeah.
I brought you ice because I felt
yes.
bad, and I told
yes.
you.
She's
so
doing
bad.
All the mad, the you. Mad yeah. person stuff of like.
She's now she's going at yeah, his son too.
Now it's just like looping. Like she just wants to talk about it because she's mad. So like, what you want to do is just keep talking about it and. Everyone else is like, yeah, what? Why?
Well,
we know that.
And
you,
fucking,
we heard that.
Yeah, Cove Reaver's son is bringing him to the fucking gun show. Look at that guy.
Yeah,
what the hell?
Well, in the show, he plays like yoked out, sexy bully.
We're just gonna have a quiet conversation with Maddie. Wasn't even gonna involve.
I think she's gonna show her arm soon.
So we all went about this in an adult way until a child came into the conversation and chose to throw a tantrum that he was being disciplined for an illegal action. Is that
you
not right,
the
Martin?
The fat guy walks away. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you have no leg to stand on to be furious at me. I have every leg to stand on.
I
furious at you.
I have no
Do
leg.
Not fuck with me.
Oh.
Do not.
My justification is wrong.
Yes.
Totally incorrect.
Here we are.
I was coming in.
Look
to
how
the
far
room
we have to go to get this therapy
just,
out of here.
Just to see and to apologize. I was coming into the green room to Wait. Seek you out.
Jesus.
I was, though. And he. You grabbed me first, and I wanted to
I
know.
I went to
and I was nicely. Thinking about that the whole time because you
look
said
at the group
hurt.
Therapy we must indulge in because, you, like, I'm having to do your emotional work because you weren't smart enough to say to me, "Babe, so sorry, I won't bite you again. That was really wrong of me." It would have been the end of the
story. I just
story.
Love that it's about
we
a
would have
bite.
All had a nice day.
I'm sorry about biting
your
you.
Your inability to process your negative emotions.
All right, show the bite already.
You the policeman.
Look,
I am
I've processed
so tired,
it, darling. I really want you to know that I'm ashamed.
Good.
That I did something like
yeah.
that. Okay. And when you were
yeah, it sucks. Because I've been where she is, where I'm like, I know I look worse than the person I'm mad at, even though I know they're worse than me.
Yeah.
But I'm fed up, so now I'm the I won't shut up.
How dare you?
You definitely should not have done that when yeah. you are in the wrong.
Yes, you
How
are in the wrong.
You.
I understand.
That's why I'm yelling now, and I'm stirring the pot, and it sucks, doesn't it? It sucks. You could have bypassed this, Marty. Don't ever piss me off like this.
I'm very sorry that I got angry because I was indulging in something improper by doing that.
You know what is kind of funny, though? In a weird way, this video is like good for him.
Yes.
Because I think she kind of comes off worse in the video. Even though it's truly like she did the wrong, like she's the one that was wronged here.
The singular video, she infinitely looks worse. And it takes us like going like, I have to believe that she's justified in being this mad.
Yeah.
But nothing about the video itself makes her look any good.
She would have been so much better off with just the headline.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, oh my God, this fucking weirdo.
Especially at this point. Especially at this point where it's over. She should have said it's over by now. But she keeps lingering. And now she's like, now everyone's just like, okay, what the fuck, dude? I get it, dude. What? Let us walk away. Can we end this, please? Why are you? She even like said herself, like, I'm stirring the pot. Now I'm pissed. It's like, dude, you are killing yourself right now on video.
There was it's not even in this clip apparently where she shows it. But hold on, there was a clip on Twitter where she shows her arm.
Yeah, I kept hearing it described as like so hard that it almost drew blood. So I assumed it was like one of those like bruise looking bites. Like when a dog, like not a dog, something bites you. I don't know.
80-year-old actor.
Yeah, an 80-year-old actor.
How dare you?
Sincerely sorry.
Dude. Where is it? Yeah, no, right? Where is it?
Oh, shit. I thought I was going to be able to see it.
No, no. This is worse for her, too.
Oh, no.
Because it's like after
I
all that.
I believed her.
Do you think you can see it in person? You think it's one of those?
Maybe
like taking a picture of the sky and it's like it looks like shit or like the mountains look too far away. It's like cameras
but
are
I
weird.
Feel like if it's a bite, it shouldn't be just the cameras are weird thing. Like, but I'm sure you could see something. Again, I guess it's not even about that. It's still like, hey, don't bite her.
Yeah,
but it's so like this makes her look horrible. I'm sorry.
You know, again, yeah, I'm technically
like
on her side,
this
but this video makes her look bad.
Maybe there's something here in the shadow.
I can't see literally anything. Like, there's nothing there.
Maybe it's... This is like a Corey Feldman stabbing. Like,
yeah, they got it with a needle, a hypodermic.
Yeah. I am hypothetically on her side, but this video is undeniably bad for her. No one comes out of this video looking worse than she does, even if I technically think I'm on her side.
Yeah, sorry. Not good for you, Alicia Hanakim.
Yeah, sorry.
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 Team Cove over here.
Yo, Cove.
Team Cove, chomp. Baby.
Yeah, give the chomp. Give the chomp. Give chomp. The chomp.
Happy 50th Jaws.
Yeah.
Throw your chomps
this
up for Cove.
This is what you do when the San Jose Sharks are on the power play. They go dun, 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 dun.
Drop an all caps chomp in the chat if you're if you're Team Cove.
Team Cove, if you're a San Jose Sharks fan.
Let's give it up.
Out alive yourself.
Let's give it up for Team Cove, everybody. Let me see. Oh, I have another one here. So now I saw this. I saw this on TikTok, and I thought it was fake. Like, I thought it was a sketch. But apparently this guy's he's a real guy. And it's one of those kind of like, it's just more annoying than it is anything. Like, I don't know. I can't tell. I mean, I assume this guy is just being genuine. But I guess, you know, it reminds me of like a closer thing here is like, I don't know if they still do this, but when you used to go to Cane's, they'd be like, cluck, cluck, welcome up. Here we go and eat the chicken.
Ding, ding, it's time for wings. What can I cluck you up today?
Yeah, and it's just like, I'm like, fuck off. Like, I don't like it. But maybe there's something wrong with me that I don't like these things.
Sometimes I like it.
He's like, I like it, the chicken. The like of the chicken African guy?
Now, if I pulled up to the Chick-fil-A drive-thru and I had this guy, I would assume he's doing a bit and making fun of me.
Okay.
That's how, like, into it he's trying to be.
Okay.
But that could speak to my thought process and me being, like, a cynical person or something. Because in my mind, I'm like, why the fuck are you making fun of me when I'm just trying to order some food? Like, what are you doing here?
What
Or it's actually, you know, this is...
I'm not in the TV show Doug.
This is old Jim and Them lore. I think this might even predate Jeff. When it was me and Jake and Brandon, Jake was talking about, you know, when you go to the drive-thru and they're fucking playing their games. And Jake had this like kind of weird innocuous story that like could be they're not playing a game.
Really quick. Every time Jake tells a story about how he got bad service at a restaurant, it is always his fault.
Oh, no. Because I've been with him when we've gotten bad service and it's been weird. One of the classic ones is when we were fucking on Pico in California, staying at a Hilton, and we walked down the street to go to a pizza place. And they were confused when we came in. Like, it was clearly a front for something. Yeah. Like, we walked in to order pizza. There was just, like, guys, like, laying down in the booths. And they, like, popped up. And they're like, someone's in here? And then they're like, oh, yeah, can we get a pizza? And like, And they, like...
Pizza, yeah.
I'm just saying. Jake is famous for talking about how, like, he gets awful service. And more often than not, he tells a story. And it's like, dude.
Well,
you're
you guys went
here.
To a fucking Chinese opium den looking for stuff for us.
Well,
you're
dude,
like, hey.
Well, even when they brought us the pizza, like when they finally brought us a pizza that I swear maybe they got somewhere else, then they're like, guess you guys want plates, right? And we're like, Yeah. And then a guy came up.
They're like, yeah, plates.
A guy came up through another, like an like down from a basement or something, and he started asking if we wanted to buy DVDs.
DVD. He's on a chain on his neck. Oh, it's the kids under the stairs.
But yeah, so here's the Chick-fil-A man. How would you react? Mike is a man of the people. Mike would have a blast with this.
Oh, we would tear
up. Oh, I was almost going to ask, yeah. Like, Jim, yeah. Is this a guy, knowing what you know about me, who, when I heard him say whatever he's going to say, I would just, yeah. Like, light up and be like, oh, my God, I'm yeah. So glad I get to be the guy who's doing this.
And don't get me wrong. I could be in some moods where I'd be like, oh, this is great. This is fun. But I know probably most of the time I'd be like, I'm not in the mood for
and
this.
And I'm almost always yes. In the mood for this.
It's just the South Park, like, chicken sandwich.
Again, I haven't seen it yet, but I know how I am with people.
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Doing good.
How about it right now? And may I have your name? He said, what? She said, Terry. How may I spell it?
T-E-R-R-E-N.
All right now, she said. E-N. Not no A-N, she said E-N. All right now, I see you.
I would completely. I'd be like, "Why is this guy fucking with me?
Yeah.
Why is this guy fucking with me?
Is this an animatronic? Is this like, what is going
yeah.
on here?
Like, dude, I would. Yes. Is this the World's Fair?
I would be positive that like the real order takers like tied up somewhere in this guy's. I. You're right. I don't know. I mean, I would have.
Give me a dollar.
I would have fun
climbing in your seat.
I would have fun with this guy. But I would be convinced that something was happening, that yes. I was on a prank show or that someone was filming me or something like that, because this seems like,
yes, it's impossible.
The balls for this guy to act like this on the clock. The like, there's one explanation. This is just who he is.
Yes.
24/7. And that is the only explanation, because if it is anything other than this is who he is all the time, like, I don't know how you have the balls to act like this on the clock.
Because I feel like if I did
in a
this,
public-facing I, job on the clock,
I would not be able to get it, because I'd be doing this, and people would be like, why does this guy think I'm an idiot? I'd be like, and how you doing today? And what can I get you?
Well, and it's like, it's not just, like, wacky. It's, like, kind of hard to understand. Like, it almost, it's vaguely, like, stereotypically racist, almost like yes. He's putting
like
on
a mammy, like oh, yes. Mammy,
like he's doing a character.
Yeah. All right, let's see.
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Doing good.
How about it right now? And may I have your name?
Taryn.
Is that what?
Here's the other thing. I've been to enough wrestling shows, Jim.
Yeah, you met this guy.
I've met this guy 100 times, and that's the other thing that like. That's what makes me wonder, is he just like this all the time? Because yeah. I've met a lot of guys that are or like, dude, when I'm working my fucking convention, dude, oh my God. There are so many guys where for the first 10 seconds, you're like, oh, I'm doing a bit. I'm having fun with this person. And then you go like, oh no. Oh no, I'm not. Like, this is not what I thought it was. I am wrapped up in a conversation yeah. I had no idea I was in.
Yeah, this guy tackled me at that one panel.
Yeah.
But the... I can't help but think this guy, Goonicide, pulls up to this guy, the guy that was jerking off at Starbucks.
Yeah, the gooner.
He's like, ooh! The guy's like, oh, he drives away, shoots himself. He's jerking off at yeah. Arby's.
Yeah,
this guy's with that Arby's. It's like, ooh.
But that's the only explanation. Either this guy's like this all the time, or it's a character. Yeah. But I can't imagine having the bravery to do this character.
Well, yeah, E-Rock in the chat. This dude is a character. I mean, we're all just characters yeah. when you think
but
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I met this guy at a lot of wrestling yeah. shows and at my convention.
We this is the global show right now.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
How may I spell it?
T-E-R-R-E-N.
All right now, she said E-N. Not no A-N, she said E-N. All right now, I see you.
Welcome to Chick-fil-A. How many of you have y'all lunch today?
So like that part,
yeah,
I'd have to be like,
what?
I'd have to be like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, what? And then I'd be like, I would hope to God. I'd literally have my hands together in the praying position, and I'd be looking up, and I'd go, I'm sorry, what? And I'd be like, hoping he'd be like, oh, I said, what can I serve you?
Yeah.
But instead he'd go, oh, and I'd be like, oh, no.
Because when I saw this, I was convinced, like, oh, this is a sketch. Someone's yeah. doing a fucking sketch. But I went to the comments and people are like, you know, oh, don't mess with Simon or whatever from We Love in North Carolina. So okay. Is this just...
Yes, then yes. Yep.
Is this just good old-fashioned Southern hospitality? And we're city boys and we don't understand it?
I've been... My grandparents lived in... was it North Carolina? And like when you go to diners, there's a lot of like... There's a lot of thick talk.
Yeah.
A lot of real thick talk where you're like, oh, damn, dude. Like... 2/3 of that sentence was slang, and your accent is real thick. I don't know what's going on. I'm just going to start ordering.
Mark McGovern, keeping the Back to the Future references, someday he's going to be the mayor of Hill Valley. That's pretty good.
That is real good.
With fries.
Ooh, come on then.
And a Dr. Pepper.
And a what?
Dr. Pepper.
And a Dr. Pepper. As you wish.
Yeah, no, okay.
Yeah, dude, so I would not be able to handle this.
No, I think that once I realized it wasn't... At first, I'd be like, okay,
oh, what? He's doing a bit, yes.
But when I realized it wasn't a bit, that's when the mic you described earlier...
Yes, that's when you'd be loving it.
That's when my eyes light up, and I'm like, looking at you guys.
You'd be looking at his name badge, because Mike always looks at people's name badge and starts calling them by their name.
Yeah,
I'd be having a fucking ball with this guy. This would be so much fun once I realized this is just who he is.
You know where Mike would really cut it up at? Hooters. You're into Hooters, Wubba, wubba. You're wubba, wubba.
I'm pretending to, like, break a lock with your boobs.
Yeah. Let me check your heartbeat, baby. You just sucker tits. Mike,
would you
on.
Like an Ghana Mr. Sauces?
Polynesian, please.
Yes, ma'am, we got you. How many would you like?
4.
As you wish. Is there anything else we can get for today?
As what?
Is there anything else we can get for you on today?
Yep, I need an 8 count. You want 8 count?
You know what I do? I just be like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I'd be like,
and then you just go to McDonald's and sorry, babe,
run him over.
Babe, you're eating at McDonald's.
Shut the fuck up, run him over.
I'd be like, next time, don't make fun of your fucking customers. Yeah. Even though he's like, what did I do to you today?
Yeah, you.
I don't know why you're so angry.
I don't know why you're cursing at me.
I hope you have a good day, and I love you.
Yeah. You think I'm an idiot? You think I'm dumb?
Yeah, that's all I'd be thinking is this guy thinks I'm fucking dumb and I don't get what he's doing. I know what the fuck you're doing.
All I know is next week, you're one of my new regulars.
I ordered a quarter pounder. I wanted a Big Mac. I don't even fuck. I didn't even remember that I could log in and get free fries. It's Friday. Fuck!
Is there anything else we can get for you on today?
Yep, I need an 8 count. You want 8 count? An 8 count.
With fries
and a large lemonade.
Come on now.
He is one note. He's one note. So what my goal would be is to drive something new out of him.
Try to get a new, try to get a new tone or a new, new catch-all phrase.
His bit is like, I'm sure in his brain, he's like, you know what I am? I'm just fucking enthusiastic and I'm happy. But it's coming across as like, oh, what? Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Oh, what?
And it's like, you can only say, oh, what, so many times. So what I try to do is I try to coax something new out of him. Or I'd even just like be like, all right, here's the thing. Like, at this point, I'm wondering if you're even surprised at what I'm ordering. It feels like you want me to think you're surprised, but you're not even. And I'd start like playfully questioning how he's acting to try and draw something out of him that's new.
Yeah, see
but
if we can get him.
Maybe the scary thing, and maybe it's like we drive home and he's like in the back.
Maybe you look in the rear view and he's there.
Because it's bitten me. It's bitten me. I told the story about the guy I met in the park who I foolishly gave my phone number to, and he
wouldn't leave you alone.
He called me like 27 times a day, every day for like 3 weeks straight. And I thought I was just having fun with a person, but instead I like gave a lunatic my phone number.
No.
So perhaps playing with this guy might back to the let me in hand. Maybe I'd shake his hand and let him in on accident, but I can't deny that I would try. I would definitely let him in.
An 8 count.
With fries
and a large lemonade.
Come on,
man. Yeah, but you ain't surprised. Quit acting like you're surprised.
Eight count,
I was like, you already know what my order is. What am I about to order next? What? Come on, tell me. You tell me what I'm about. That I can already see it. I'm already having the conversation with them now. I can see it.
And I mean,
head.
I do think she already ordered like a 40-pack or something beforehand. So maybe he is like, what the fuck? An 8 count also?
He's incensed.
40 pack of chickens.
Any condiments or sauces for that one?
You want any condiments? Ranch?
You said some ranch? I see you. How many would you like?
Yeah, no, dude. Yeah, I would just drive into the car in front of me.
Nah, dude. People would behind me would be fucking honking because it would be like, bro, you've been ordering for 25 minutes.
I would go home and be fucking Tank Man. What was the guy? What did he build? Remember the guy that built the
Killdozer?
Yeah,
Next time you come through, you Killdozer, you just run this guy over slowly and turn yourself in. No, you run him over and kill yourself.
What are you guys talking about?
You've never seen Killdozer?
There's a real life thing where this
guy. He's fed up.
Like a small business that kept getting fucked with by like the county board in like Bristol, California or something. He like cemented himself into a bulldozer.
Did he
and
went
like
home
ran
and
through like a bunch of like a downtown.
Yeah, he went home and built his own killdozer and went on for
hours
rampage.
Until he got like he like sealed himself in there and then he got stopped and he finally just killed himself.
What the fuck?
So yeah, at any
there's
point,
a Netflix talk about
it. Holy shit!
Yeah, check out Killdozer, Mike, if you don't know it.
Yeah, and then, Killdozer rocks.
Last year,
didn't he call
Tobey
Maguire the F slur in Spider-Man?
Well, people forget earlier this year that guy blew himself up in a Tesla, and he's like, I feel like
that's
Halo.
Right.
I feel like Batman. Like that's guy. That's what is it? Guy.
Geicosis.
Geicosis. Yes. He got a Cybertruck filled with dynamite. Yeah. and blew himself up for no reason.
What I do is I'd get in line and order a drink, then I'd loop back around, then order my chicken, then I'd loop back around,
yeah, keep coming,
get
back.
My fries, loop back around, get some sauce, just so I could keep talking to this guy.
Sauces for that one?
You want any kind of
ranch? He said some ranch. I see you. How many would you like? He said two. As thy wishes. We got you.
As thy wishes.
Is there anything we can give you on today?
Is that it?
Ketchup. To some ketchup. How many would you like?
See, that's my only critique is he's one note. And I think my whole goal would try to like, I'd be like, you know what, bro? I'm doing this for you. I want you to realize that there's more you can do so that it's kind of like on the surface in your brain so the next guy you talk to, you don't just have that like your go-tos.
How many would you like?
Four.
You said four. All right now.
Bitch!
Is there anything we can give you on today?
That's it.
Well, then never you fair ladies and family will be.
The drone shot pulls out. It's just like it's an abandoned building. It's just a guy.
Yeah.
I guess I do. It's the homeless guy that tries to do a front flip and paralyzes himself or whatever. Classic Jim and them.
It cuts to like security footage. There's no car. It's just him by himself.
Yeah. Seven cops gun him down with 30 bullets.
Dude, he's carrying an idol and the eyes are glowing. He's just fucking, it's a mystical curse.
Did you see the guy in the In-N-Out that got shot like 35 times?
With no.
Cops? Yeah, dude. They're like, he's got a gun.
I prefer this guy.
They got him.
Tread. Someone's talking about I think Tread's the documentary I was talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, about Killdozer?
Yeah, whatever one.
They should have called the documentary Killdozer.
Yeah. Whatever one was made by the guy from the Slap Chop viral sketch, because that guy's actually the director of the Killdozer doc.
Okay.
Okay, I see you, Slap Chop.
Killdozer Chop.
Family will be.
Wait, what does he say? What's his closing?
He's giving
there?
Him the total.
He has a closing all right,
line. All right, now, as you wish. Is there anything we can give you on today?
That's it.
Well, then never you fear will be. A total of 3178. Uh-oh. You the boss, because she got the money. She got the money, y'all. And then y'all look good.
Show him good.
I mean, this guy's clearly in the sunken place.
I would hit my park. I would put my car park, hit my parking brake, get out and shake his hand.
Yeah, shoot your gun off in the air. Yahoo! Shoot through the roof into Spider-Man.
Because, someone did mention that he has his own TikTok, but he doesn't have a lot of followers on his TikTok.
Dude, undeniably jarring and unexpected, but, again, you hit that threshold where I realize, this is who you are. That's when I'm super on board.
But now...
This is my prom date. A tree.
Would you second guess him if he tries to make this a social media character that he does now? Although I guess there's proof that that's who he is. But then again, do you think he leans into it to become a social media guy?
My guess is, and I hope this doesn't sound ableist, but if he's this, I don't think he has the ability to like not be this, right? Like
he swagged out to a million.
He doesn't have the ability to lean into it because it's just it's already what he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Simeon. Yes, I am that guy, the one who went viral for doing what I do best: good service, good vibes, and always a good laugh. Now, yes, just without the drive-thru, as you can see, we will have more content coming for y'all soon. Yes, it will be here at my page, Sim Sim So Slim. Stick around, there's more where that came from.
I think this is someone taking advantage of him more than it's him.
I think this is, get this guy a content house with that guy that like flips the popcorn bucket around. Like
popcorn bucket rocks.
Like, that's the best thing about being retarded. Like you really like looking, working at the bowling alley. You're like, shoes.
Remember old-timey guy who lived in the house that was old-timey?
Yeah, and he's like...
That's who
this guy is. Like, he's that type of thing where, like, at first you're like, this has to be a character until you realize, oh my God, it's just not. It's just not.
Yes, I'll watch wrestling. Why do you ask?
Oh, yeah, no, this guy definitely likes wrestling.
Big fan.
It's always rough, too, when you get all dressed up to make a video saying video's coming on the way. Like, could just make a video at that point. What are you doing?
His shoes are swagged out.
I think this one, like, his mom filmed him or something like that.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Chick-fil-A. How are you on today?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I think it's tough because they're, like, trying to recreate it.
Yeah.
Well, and what's rough, too, is that, like, the video, it's on someone else's channel or page or whatever.
Yeah,
and
it's got some N-word. You're like, whoa.
Taryn Palmer, it's got, like, it's got millions of views on this, but he's not getting the views on his yet.
Yeah,
people aren't aware yet of his official.
I think he just wants like the unselfish version of like the 15 minutes of fame, maybe because like to him it's just like nice, it's like fun. Because I would imagine he's probably not like he's not walking around like everybody's nice to him all the time, right? Probably right.
Well, and I think the question we all have is: Baby Unk giving stud vibes.
I feel like baby unk.
I don't know if I'm getting stud vibes
from
though.
Baby Unk. In this video, I'm getting stud by vibes. Mm. But the last one is kind of baby unk. Why you?
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Chick-fil-A. How are you on today?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I am doing good. And may I have your name?
Kimberly.
Now, Miss Kimberly, welcome to Chick-fil-A, and how may we serve you on today?
I want a peach milkshake.
You want a peach milkshake?
Yes,
sir.
Yeah, this lady's like ruining it more than he is.
Yeah.
You want a milkshake first with your big back? Gay ass.
You know what people really liked about that?
Gay ass homo.
You know what people really liked about the first video? The fact that the lady in the car was doing an impression of him the whole time.
Yeah.
Why is she doing that?
He comes back and he's like, I got a lot of extremist views. He starts listening up. Stuff gets canceled. And women shouldn't be allowed to get abortion.
I'm a big Sim Sim So Slim guy, I guess.
What's your favorite Joe Rogan episode?
Just the South. Okay. The vaccine was a lie. Okay. Based on red pilled, please.
Catch me on Tucker Carlson.
I think Trump did nothing wrong.
Okay. Oh, you're saying,
you know I do, son.
As you wish.
Of course, as I wish. I'm your mother.
Yes, ma'am.
She has to let everyone know, too. Like, she doesn't want, like... She doesn't want anyone like, no, come on. I'm part of it. I'm part of it. I'm your mom.
I think that he's being taken advantage of in both videos.
By his mom?
Yes, I think she is. Yeah.
But the mother of him?
It's a pleasure.
Although she raised her boy right, though. She taught him manners.
Yeah, that's true.
Then get you on today.
Son,
I believe that's all.
All right.
Dude, it definitely was not planned that she was going to mention that, but she's like, wait a minute, a lot of people might watch this.
Everyone needs to know.
They need to know who I am.
I'm also single.
It's you wish.
Of course, as I wish. I'm your mother.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm your mother.
It's a pleasure.
And I know
it is. And gift you on today.
Son, I believe that's all.
All right then, Miss Kimberly, what we have you again is a milkshake with that whipped cream and cherry on top.
Uh-huh.
And it will be a total of $5.19 at the window. We got you. Have a wonderful day.
You got me?
Yes, ma'am. I got you.
I know you got me, son.
I got you.
You're
shut up. Yeah, she's ruining
it.
Dude.
I know it is.
What are you doing?
She's ruining it.
She doesn't know what yes anding is.
Yeah, she's ruining his bit.
And I'm a gay man, too. No, I'm a gay man.
It's his mom again.
It's Dr. Pepper guy. Just hits him with a fucking burrito.
Wait, so this is the news filming him, and then someone outside of the car filming him be filmed by the news filming
him. And you can't
even
hear him. You just hear the car engines.
You can, like, see the giant camera.
No, okay, you know what? Now it makes sense. This is his mom filming the news interview. Yes. She's ruining it all.
Yeah, 100%.
Instead of just getting the news clip and adding it to his
page.
Dude,
he is being taken advantage of by his mom. 100%.
You want to know when the shit's going to get real for the millennials?
Is this
have to start paying their own bills.
No, I was like, that's not the guy.
That's not Simpson So Slim.
Hey, everybody. It's me.
Yeah, she wants to put herself in the video.
Hey, everybody. It's me. Just being Kimberly.
Oh, and you got to shout out her at, too. Make sure you know her at. You need to follow her.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't want to say that I know everything, but I nailed this.
Look at who I have here with me. Y'all know who this is.
It's Sim so slim.
Dude, he's a star.
He's up a Zam.
Dude. Get him in the room with the Rizzler. Oh, fucking game over.
Yeah, Nintendo Nate.
Oh, my God.
And what are you Rizzling on today?
Rizzler's still just doing the thing over and over. And he's like, hey, yes. Yes, you. Oh, look at that.
If I ever fall into a coma, I hope it's a loop of that. The Rizzler just risen.
Well,
and
this
just
guy
going,
reacts.
It is the Rizzler being the Rizzler.
Oh, he's definitely doing it.
I
can't believe
that.
I'm saying
it. Does.
I'm watching it happen.
It's just looping over and over
and
again.
Just keeps going, oh, yeah. Yes,
isn't that like a sportscaster impression? Nah.
I don't
isn't
know
that
what
like
it
Monday
is.
Monday Night Football guy is like that. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are going against the Denver
It Broncos. Reminds me of something. It doesn't really ring NFL to me, but maybe. But it definitely, I can't put my finger on it, but it's definitely reminding me of something.
It's like Sweet Tea Newscaster.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I could see that, maybe.
You know how ladies are always like, want some sweet tea? How about a little bit of sweet tea for you? Hey, honey, have you drink all your sweet tea? Like that, but then mixed with like Newscaster.
Okay.
That nobody was going to recognize him today. That did not work. She recognized him.
But
recognize
what about
him?
The waffle fries?
You knew him before at school? See, she knew him before at school. They went to school together. Why in the world did he...
Oh, so he didn't get recognized by the person that went to school with him.
I hate her. I hate just being Kimberly. Just being Kimberly is a fucking leech.
He was going to be able to go out in public, and nobody was going to be able to recognize
Sim So Slim's been swimming in the river because he picked up a leech.
Well, I mean, but she's been with him this whole time. Corey Feldman needs to warn him. Your mom, she's going to take all your money. No, don't listen to her, Sim Slim So Slim.
Sim So Slim, just be yourself. Don't buy into the hype.
I would have made a whole lot of money off of him.
That was just a bunch of race cars driving by.
Okay.
I'll win next time.
You
gonna
win next time?
I'll win next time.
Oh, it's a different voice.
Oh, that's when he gets so strong he can rip a door off his hinges.
So slim.
We'll see you same Kim Tom, same Kim Chan.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And this is my twin, y'all. If you didn't know,
see, she has no timing because he was like, this is where we end the video. Yeah. And she's like, nope.
She's like, nope, we're twins.
40 more seconds.
I'm him. I could be him, actually. You could just follow me.
I'm Kim Kim So Slim. Follow me.
Oh no, is he a pastor?
Well, hello, hello to you, my brother. And how my
Yeah, these are all the mom's ideas.
Y'all got hush puppies? We
should do. These are all the mom's ideas rough. And they're bad. You can't just live my bread
alone. Ah. What else y'all got?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, my brother. What we have for you is a fried chicken.
Yeah. This is.
But is there a way to make this work outside of that one video, though?
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to make it seem like he's clearly retarded or anything. But what it feels like is this is what happens when like a 7-year-old. Is getting a ton of attention, right? They're like stoked and like they don't understand.
So they just keep doing the thing.
Yes. Yeah. They don't understand embarrassment. So he's just like, oh my God, people like me. I'm going to go on video now. What? I guess what? I'll sing. I'll do a little singing like a preacher. I'll do a preacher order and then I'll sing and you can film it. So come on, Eric, come on. Let's go film it. Like, or someone pitches the idea. And he's like, I just want to do it. I want to do
it. I'm
anything.
Sure he's in like a pastor youth group or something.
Yeah.
That actually starts to explain like what he's doing, like how he would act.
But I think he has the capacity of someone much younger than he is because that is how he's acting. He's acting the way a little kid acts when this happens to a little kid, not when someone like gets this.
Get this dude, the Rizzler, and N-Man all in a room together. Make fucking magic happen.
Yeah, N-Man just thinks he's like talking to his reflection. He's like, where's this mirror? Why is there a mirror here? That's not me. This mirror's broken. Dipped in the oil
twice. And what else we have for you, my brother, is some collard greens with some good meat on it.
What about the mac and cheese?
The mac and cheese, my brother. I'm so glad you asked. We got a mac and cheese just for you. With some bacon on it, my brother.
This is so horrible.
Hey, Jim, POV when the pastor takes your order. Hey, Jim. POV when the pastor takes your order, dude.
Why is the pastor taking my order?
Dude, Jim.
I can't figure it out.
Jim, just really quick. POV when the pastor takes your order.
Because you got to have that bacon on it. Because you're eating good today, my brother. This is the food for your soul. And your beverage, my brother.
Y'all got cheer wine?
We should do, my brother, as you wish.
Thank you, sir.
It is my pleasure. And enjoy the rest of your day. God bless you.
It's got to be tough to like do a video where someone goes like, do an impression of yourself, except you're a pastor.
Hey, do your thing again. Everyone loved your thing.
Be you, but you as a pastor.
Oh, no. When you go to that church with the one dude. Oh, no, with the Chick-fil-A dude.
The Chick-fil-A.
Is he going to disrupt the class?
Is this what school is? Oh, it man, this is a bummer.
But this, you know what? This, I don't think his mom's here for this. Obama. I think.
What about the waffle fries?
Absolutely. Radiation Neon. I think this also proves that he has some bad ideas on what to do as well.
I think this proves that, like, I mean, yes, he's acting like a little kid acts when they're like, I'm famous now, right? Like, I'm famous. Like, check me out. Like he's embarrassing himself right now, but he doesn't know it. He thinks he's like fucking Max coming out and doing the power line dance at the beginning of Goofy Movie.
He's not.
See, because, like, the teacher's in on it, and he thinks it's fun, but, like, the kids are just laughing at
it. Dude, they all thought it was great. They all thought this was awesome.
Man, yeah. And I, like, it's a bummer. I don't want someone like that to just, like... Like, I feel embarrassed on his behalf,
but I think you're giving him way too much of a pass. I think he's also... His hands are bloody in all of this.
Yeah, but he doesn't know any better.
I think he does know better.
I don't think he knows any better.
I think you hear his like simple, nice talk, and you're like, this guy's a retard.
Yeah, we got something called
Ah, this is tough to watch.
What is happening? Wait, are you leaving? Where are you going? What happened? Why? We're almost done. What happened?
What is happening?
I don't know. He did he say, because he was talking off mic, so yeah, I didn't know what he was saying.
I couldn't hear him. I thought he was just like making jokes.
See you later.
Huh.
Was it something we did?
No, he didn't seem in bad spirits.
Oh, okay.
This is rough.
I honestly don't even think those people laughing are laughing at him. I think they think this is funny. I think this is like when you're filming a sketch, but you're laughing at the joke and you're kind of breaking at the moment.
Oh, really?
I think they're all retarded.
I feel like it's people laughing like at his expense.
I don't think they are. I think they're laughing because they're like, oh my God, this is so funny.
In the original spicy or the grill. I personally love the original and the spicy. You got that nice sweet and spicy taste. It's so good, I tell you.
I don't know, Jim. I don't know if that's why they're laughing.
No, I think they're all nerds, and I think they're cracked because they're like, it's like when you're filming a funny thing and you're supposed to just film it, but then you're like, oh, it's just so funny. I can't help it. You know, I can't help but laugh.
I would prefer your reality over mine, so I'm just going to believe you, but I hope that that is the truth.
That's what I'm feeling.
I hope for this guy that that is the truth because I want that to be the truth.
And I hope y'all have a wonderful rest of your day. And I say Chick-fil-A, it's our pleasure and as you wish.
No one reacted at all.
No, because I think they're trying not to because they don't want to ruin the video.
They should have like clapped or something.
No. I think they're trying to be like, this is such a great video. We're going to, it's like he broke into our classroom, but we're all in on it. This is his last one.
Hello. How you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
So good. Thank you.
He's been posting these since April.
My name is CC.
You said CC.
That's right.
Now, is that just two C's or
C-I-C-I? C-E-I-C-I.
You better work it now.
Thank
you. Yeah, Miss CC. Welcome to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, dude, aunties love this guy.
Yeah.
You know who loves this guy? Fucking aunties.
Well, speaking of aunties, did you see the other guy that blew up for singing karaoke on a cruise?
No. The aunties love him?
The aunties love him.
Oh,
yeah, what was he singing? He's singing like Keith Sweat or something?
What's that?
Is
that like some fucking shit?
It's just like an old
an auntie
classic.
Jam.
Let's see.
Is that like a classic auntie jam?
Keith Sweat. I think it was Keith Sweat. What was the fucking karaoke guy? Oh yeah, Tyler.
Okay, let's see Tyler. Is Tyler
this is a super cut? There's more to Tyler than the original.
Uh-oh. Is this gonna ruin Tyler?
Yeah. I mean Tyler always stunk though.
You didn't like Tyler? The way you talked about him made it seem like we were about to be introduced to someone cool. I already want to like Tyler.
No, because I'm trying to see if is Tyler already trying to remake his moment or is this his
Jim.
Moment?
Yeah, nothing. It's the internet, dude.
They
yes.
all you the always answer, have to remake the moment.
The answer
yeah.
is yes.
I mean, but I guess I get it. I mean,
Jim, what did our what did part one of
yeah,
our
that's
show
what I was gonna say. Yes.
turn into when we realized what people wanted from us? Like
that's true.
That's just what it is. That is, I ain't above it. It's you can't even like. You can try and be more successful at it, or you can be smart about it, like we were. But dude. Yes, I guarantee that everyone who has a thing like this tries to recreate it 100 times.
Now, see, I think this is the new one. Because there was
yeah, the audience is reacting too quickly.
Yes, there was. I think this is the new Tyler. Tyler's trying to recreate the moment. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's another angle. Because everyone loves that this black lady, like, can't take it. She's like, this is so great.
I mean, he's in the right room. I mean, the whole room is fucking super loving it.
I think it's, it also, it is that classic thing of like, it's a lot of black people in the room and the, this kind of like cliche white guy gets up, but at least he knows the song.
Yes.
So you just respect it. Cause all the comments are like, Tyler's invited to the cookout. Yes, yeah, yeah. We love Tyler. We didn't know Tyler got that thing on him. Man, Tyler got that thing on him.
Yo, that YN knew all the words. Tyler's a YN. Oh my God. Wait. Okay. I have a question.
Yeah.
How did this room happen?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. You know exactly what I mean.
I kind of know what you mean.
How did this room happen?
But maybe if I answer the question, it might explain what you mean.
I'm curious. How this room happens.
It's a carnival cruise.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I was genuinely curious. I didn't know, but now I know. Okay.
But, I mean, he wins the crowd over.
Oh, yeah.
But I do think it's kind of like, at first they were probably like, oh, well... I think there's a lot of appreciation that he got up there.
Yeah.
A lot of that's karaoke in general. If you're in the room, it's just kind of like, hey, if someone just goes up there and kind of gives them their all, even if they're not really that good, you're going to win everyone over and everyone's going to love it.
Well, you know what this is a perfect example of? Was it 2 weeks ago when the girl was singing Moana on the airplane?
Yes.
And I said it only sucked because like,
no one backed her up.
She was doing it in a vacuum. Yeah. Imagine this video is her Moana video if no one's into it.
Yes.
And it's like, that is the difference between what makes something fun and not fun. That whole room, obviously they're like, oh my God. But they stayed on board and they turned it into a fun moment. And that actually made it good where it doesn't like be a thing where it's like up front's the big reaction, but then it's just kind of like people get bored. It's clear that people are into it and it turns into like a group thing really quick. And that's what Moana Girl on the Plane needed and what Tyler actually got.
Okay. So the supercut is just someone pulled all different angles.
Okay.
I thought it was him just trying to remake it because I did see a clip of him, Carnival. They sent him a ton of free shit. Like, that's how this shit works now.
Okay.
Like, you get one of these things, and, like, they're giving them free cruises and fucking swag and all kinds of shit.
Well, so that they can, while he's on his next cruise, they will ask him to karaoke to do it. But it'll be filmed, like, with a real camera, and then they'll put it up on their social because these places don't understand how things work.
They play this song, man. They get it, Tyler.
Dude, everyone loves
him. He did himself a favor by doing that body roll.
Yeah.
I think if he doesn't do the hand behind the head body roll, he doesn't immediately get the whole room on board, and then that momentum coasts perfect for him. I am pro Tyler.
Yeah, good for Tyler. I mean, but also good for the crowd doing Tyler a solid.
100%.
The crowd is like 60% responsible because they backed him up.
This
didn't
could
have
been
to.
Moana Girl on the airplane, and the crowd made sure it wasn't. So is this like their Mr. like Mr. Brightside? Is that what this is?
Like me,
But there you go. That's Tyler.
Yeah, I'm on board with Tyler. Hey,
yeah,
you know what?
Good for Tyler. And you got a free cruise and a bunch of other stuff.
Look at me. Two people in a row that I'm on board with. That's so rare.
You know what? Before we finish up, we should cover I guess it's not that new, but there is a new AJ and Big Justice song. We haven't talked about AJ and Big Justice.
I've missed these guys in the Rizzler. I feel like we just haven't been giving them the coverage they deserve.
I mean, the Rizzler's been taken off. I mean, obviously, AJ and Big Justice still do all right, but like,
they ain't the Rizzler.
It's always been clear that the Rizzler, although like the harsh reality with the Rizzler is he going to hit a wall when he grows up?
Nope. Here's the beauty of the Rizzler. Have you watched his videos? He's not chasing anything. He's not.
I think he's starting to, though.
But it's just him out in the world.
It's going to be tainted.
It's him doing, like, goofy shit with his dad, but it's not, like.
But what I'm saying is,
like,
no.
Like, predatory,
but,
and it's
But when
not,
he's, like, 15 and, you know, he looks a little different because he's older, he's not, like. We've seen it a million times. I mean, Corey Feldman, child star. Yeah. We've seen it with child stars a million times. Are we going to get that moment where then he's trying to recapture his old glory days?
You know what?
Given that's a while away. I'm just looking further in the future.
Considering that the Rizzler has had the meteoric rise he's had and it hasn't tainted him, I want to truly believe that he'll be like the actor who just goes like, I'm done acting, and then just goes off on his life and becomes a lawyer or some shit. Or he like reinvents himself in a different way, but not in a like desperate, like desperate chasing fame way. I believe that the Rizzler is going to like do it the right way.
I hope you're right. I don't believe that, but I hope you are.
I
correct.
Think if anyone could do it, it's the Rizzler.
Jack Smith, why are you all so obsessed with this Rizzler character? Because he's awesome.
Wait, yeah, he's the best.
Because he's the Rizzler.
Yeah, he's the Rizzler. Have you not seen the Rizzler?
Uh-oh. If I can refresh it. Oh, or maybe the internet's like, no, don't watch. Oh, there
Big Justice has been in two Mr. Beast videos.
Oh.
Yeah, but he's failed both of them. That's the only way to live. The more happiness you got, the more happiness you give. Another Jersey boy said it, and I never forgot that you live for the fight when that's all that you got. Yeah, you know. Yeah, he's doing the thing. Wait, are they just naming Pokemon?
They probably do because they open packs all the time. They rip packs.
Okay, yeah, they were just like naming. So are they just like.
They blast SIGs and rip packs.
So are they just like throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks? Because it feels like they've completely thrown Costco guys out the window. That is gone. Like, they are. Not only do they not call themselves the Costco guys anymore, that is like. Not even a part of their identity.
But I
at
wonder
all.
If that was maybe not fully their choice, though.
Sure, but I'm just saying, like, in general, yeah. Like, it seems like they are just like, all right, let's try everything and see if anything works.
That's probably true, but also, I don't think they're doing things where they're like, this could. I think they're still doing things they legit have interest in.
Really?
I don't think, like.
You think they want to make songs?
I think they probably do. I think they want to open Pokemon fucking cards and sure. And eat different foods and rate them and shit like that. I think that's stuff that they... I mean, he was already making, like, cooking videos before sure. He was even a thing anyways.
I guess my read is just that, like, they're accidentally looking at what everyone else has already done and trying to do that as opposed to what they accidentally did do is, like, be someone... Like, they didn't have the ability to be original anymore, so they started just looking around and seeing what else was happening and trying to do that.
I mean, I guess that's kind of a thing where they do songs, but I don't know if that's that widespread of a thing where it's like, oh, now we make a song.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, either way, I think, like, even, like, wrestling's a great example. Like, he clearly had a passion and wanted to be a wrestler.
Yeah.
That was part of why that was interesting to see. Only one and only AEW match I'll ever watch.
Yeah.
Was the debut of Big AJ.
Featuring the Rizzler.
Featuring the Rizzler. Now, one thing too is me, like, I mean, we were just talking about that Chick-fil-A guy and how I would be like, why are you making fun of me? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Uh-huh.
For whatever reason, though, and I would hate this with almost anyone else, I love that Big AJ and Big Justice are all about positivity.
It just comes across totally, as so phony, though.
But the thing is, because I believe it. I believe in the boom,
okay.
Mike.
I do believe that they feel that way, but I feel like the lengths at which they portray that is a bit of a put on, if that makes sense, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, you know what it is? It's like, I like something. I like fucking popsicles, but then I turn that into my identity. That's me, like, no one can say I don't like popsicles, but like, I'm clearly making it seem like it's a bigger thing about me than it is because it's turned into my identity. I think that they are probably like, good dudes, but it feels like they've like been like, okay, well, we need a brand, and you know what our brand is? Positivity.
But I feel because there was an I mean, it's not that old, but it was a little older when he was on a podcast and they were asking him like his, I forget what it was, it was like his five things that he does or whatever, and a lot of them were around like positivity and thinking positive. But I don't feel like that was new. I feel like that's been his thing.
Okay.
But because essentially, yes, I believe in the boom.
I guess
and
it's
there
just
ain't no one gonna make me not believe.
I think he's the things I don't like about internet people, and maybe that's why I love the Rizzler, because the Rizzler is just so like nonchalant and
but see,
cavalier.
I think that's where you're hitting a wall, because what you're saying does not compute to me, because it's essentially the same thing. But, like, because the Rizzler just does his Rizzler thing, like, wherever he goes.
Nah,
but I love it. I love the Rizzler. And the Rizzler did a rap. I don't think he wanted to do that rap.
Sure, what I'm saying is, like, I'm talking about, like, if you follow the Rizzler online, Jim. It's like,
I do.
It's like his dad just being like, oh, you're coloring? And he's like, yeah, this is what I'm, look, check it out. Like, I'm making this birthday card for my friend. Like, it's just, like, stuff like that.
But those are also calculated. Those are just as calculated.
I genuinely don't think they are.
But see, that's
because the Rizzler does not act like he's acting. He's just like being a kid,
which is which I think is fair. But I think his dad and everyone, they know, like, all right, we're going to do one of these now. But then it's like, we're also going to put him in a toy commercial. We're going to make sure he raps. Like, he's doing the same. That's the only like thing I don't understand about your train of thought. Is because it's like the same exact thing is happening. I do like the Rizzler. I love the Rizzler.
Maybe it's because the Rizzler's a little kid and these guys know, like, it's more.
We forget how young Big Justice is,
sure,
though.
Sure. But, like, I mean, I've always kind of focused on AJ as, like, the driving force behind all this stuff. It's clear that he is the one that wants to do all this stuff and everybody else is kind of on board.
But that's why
maybe that's why I see it differently, because he is actively choosing that, where the Rizzler is kind of along for the ride.
But that's in the same respect, Big Justice is along for the ride, because Uncle Savasta, a.k.a. the Rizzler's dad, he definitely picked up a point or two from Big AJ. Because, yeah, the Rizzler kind of already had, he had like initial viral thing when he was Black Panther or whatever. And then he started hanging out with Big AJ and Big Justice and started doing shit like that.
Yeah.
And like, there's no way his dad didn't pick up
stuff.
You know
what it is? I already know what it is. You're not wrong, probably. I'm just blinded by my love of the Rizzler.
Yeah, which is fine.
I think I believe what I say, but I am probably blinded by my love of the Rizzler.
Well, Stock Cabs are saying the older guys are riding the Rizzler coattails. Well, like, the thing is, like, yeah, I think it's undoubtable that the Rizzler has like outshined them a bit, but I honestly don't feel like Big Justice and Big AJ would care about that. I think they are genuinely happy they put the Rizzler on.
I would agree with that. That's why I say I don't feel like they're not who they are. Like, they're not inauthentic. I just feel like it's almost like they're putting a magnifying glass over something that exists, so you're just seeing it bigger.
But see, here's the thing. Like, if we go back, and maybe you might not even remember that this, but there was this family. It was like a news reporter and his wife, and he like quit his news job, and they focused on being a content family. Ugh. And they had a big song a while back. It was like just about singing about being at the house or whatever. In a weird way, I could see that somebody would be like, oh, that family, that's the same as AJ and Big Justice. But like, I don't think it's the same. I think there's like a sinister nature to this other family that I don't pick up. And again, maybe I'm just blinded that I like both of the, AJ and Big Justice, and I like the Rizzler. But I do think that there's like a difference.
Okay. And I don't even want to seem like I'm taking them down, because I don't feel like I'm taking them down. I just, something about it feels like someone sat in a room and made decisions with them more than just like the Rizzler out doing it, like living his life. Like, but I guess that's not necessarily inherently good or bad. And I'm sort of painting it like it's bad. It's more just that, like, so I guess it's probably more my feeling of social media.
Mm.
And like, I am not like a big fan of like people that try to make it their job necessarily. So the more it feels that way, the more it pushes me away. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not even fully sure.
I think the Rizzler, I guess he's a little younger.
Yeah.
But that's absolutely the role of that family is like, we need to, and I love it, but they're like, we need to make more videos of the Rizzler. And they want to even put the Rizzler's brother in some of the videos, but the Rizzler's brother is not the Rizzler. No. He's never going to be the Rizzler.
You know what? The Rizzler's videos come across as home movies, sort of like what I would love, like what my mom would have been filming, just like as a mom filming just because she's a mom and let's make home movies, where AJ and Big Justice feel like content creators. I guess I think that's maybe where I see a difference, whether it's
which
truly
is a facade,
there or not.
It is a facade, though.
That's the difference I see.
Yeah. All right. We get it. I feel like what's great about us, the beauty of us. No one else is going to have as serious of a breakdown of Big AJ, Big Justice, and the Rizzler as your boys.
It's authentic. It's all real. You know what? Another thing that it is, I love bitten. I love doing bits and goofing around. And you've seen that, like, to the point where, like, maybe I'm doing something arguably, like, people are watching or embarrassing, but it doesn't bother me. But, like, when you were like, okay, let's put the camera down and we have to jump over it, like, that was like, oh, no. Something in me draws a line on things for no reason, but, like, my brain sees a difference between them. And I think that, like, watching them, it's hard to just listen to a song and watch a music video. All I can think about is, like, the people walking by watching them do this.
Mm.
And I can't get that out of my brain. I think, and that's maybe more of a me problem than a them problem.
Yeah, but no, sometimes you got to do it. You got to do it for the boom, man. You got to
for the love of the boom.
You got to, like, it's like that there was that video I shared with you of that the girl on TikTok singing the Muppets song at the Muppets ride.
Yeah.
Or the Muppets theater that was closing, and I'm like, I watched that. I was like, "Oh my god, I can't imagine making this. I'd be so fucking embarrassed of like lip-syncing and like longingly looking up at the theater when there's people around." But the video came out amazing. So good for you.
Yes.
That you didn't care about it.
But I guess, that's it's hard for me to compartmentalize that in my brain, because I just, that's the type of shit that does embarrass me, is like doing that. I guess, like, that's hard.
And we should have a quick, where was it? It's a very,
I just suck at everything I do.
Easy. Welcome to the Wolf Pack, my man. Thank you for becoming a member.
Ow!
Here's a quick...
wonder what happened to Jeff.
Yeah, what happened?
I just left.
Why wouldn't he say what was going on?
I have no idea. Whoa, what?
Yeah, here's just a quick palate cleanser.
Oh, my God. This is
going
to be a wild 12 seconds. Jesus.
Just throwing a smoking grill on a lady.
Oh my God, did it burn her shirt?
Oh, it must have, right?
Look, it's right where it hit her. Holy shit. Or did it like tear it open or something? It's exactly where it hit her. No, man, look, actually pause right before she gets hit. You can actually see her shoulder. Look, right there.
Yeah, it's
you can
not
tell it's
torn.
Not torn. It's not ripped. It's not anything. And then afterwards, it is. Right there. Boom.
Yeah, that's where it tears it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, and her back starts smoking.
Yeah. I mean, she shakes it off like a champ. She's shaking it off like a real fucking champ. She turns around ready to square up.
Yeah, you're going to throw a smoking grill at me? Well, I'll fight you.
She hits him with a high school, like the thing where you go, like just trying to get someone to flinch. Like, she hits him with that.
You know what really made me laugh this week is Frank in our chat and in our Discord, she was talking about her neighborhood, and she was like, oh, sorry, like, I missed the show because I woke up, or it's like, sorry, I woke up to, like, a prostitute screaming outside of my window, and then, like, a crackhead, like, banging on my door or whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck? Where do you live? And she's like, I live in your part two videos. It made me laugh so hard.
Oh my God. That's a fucking fantastic line. Oh my God. Woo. Oh, that's good. Oh, I didn't see that coming. That's great.
I
live in your part two videos. I live in your palate cleansers.
Yeah, I live in the palate cleansers.
Every time I try to fall asleep at night, I'm in one of your palate cleansers.
I'm just trying to see if there was any other quick ones before we finish up. It's funny, like when I read my notes, it's like berating a cop, body cam theater, DoorDash armed for a tip, vigorously masturbating.
When I was at Disneyland, anytime I was on a ride or a picture was taken, my mom would always point out, like, wouldn't it be cool if the Rizzler was on the ride?
Yeah, or like, hell yeah.
Mike, wouldn't it be great if you turned around and then there was the Rizzler? Wouldn't it be great if you said three and then they sent you over there and there was two spaces left and you turn around and one of the spaces was the Rizzler? Like, my mom knows I like the Rizzler enough to, like, bring that up while I'm at Disneyland. It's like, oh, Mike, what if the single rider line for Incredicoaster was like, you sat down, then the Rizzler sat next to you? And I'm always like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, dudes will hear this and say, hell yeah, and it's the Rizzler sitting down next to him.
That's why I get worried about the Rizzler, though, because it's similar to, like the Olsen twins or something, where it's like, you know, essentially, yeah, they were babies on a show, but a lot of times they were just cutting to footage of the babies being babies.
Sure.
And then, you know, then, yeah, they were kids and they were coaching them a little bit. But then it gets to a point where they get older and you're like, hey, do cute stuff. Why are you doing cute stuff anymore? What's wrong with you?
Like I said, I can't say for sure, but the fact that the internet hasn't ruined the Rizzler, like, as a person, like, not like his character, not his fame, but he's been a thing for a lot longer than you would like people have gotten poisoned way faster than this. And he's still lasted longer than a lot of, like, internet fame lasts. And so I want to believe that he might be the one that can, like, make it through.
Yeah. They're still under a year though. But I mean, yeah, you're right. He could be Logan Paul.
Yeah.
I mean, Logan Paul was Split Guy.
Yeah.
And then he became Logan Paul.
Yeah, but so, everyone hates him. Maybe the Rizzler will have a promising career in the WWE.
Could be.
The crowd won't like him, but they can't deny that he has great matches, the Rizzler.
You got to love the Rizzler.
And you know what, the Rizzler?
You got to believe in the Rizzler.
You know how we'll know if the Rizzler is real? If he, like, he goes, no, don't put me on the main roster. I need to do 6 months in NXT. Oh, if the Rizzler does 6 months in NXT, we know that the Rizzler is the real deal.
Wait, chat, why do you think that we need an intervention for Jeff? Do you think Jeff is all fucked up?
Are you going to ask me? Jimmy going to ask me if I think that?
No, I'm asking the chat.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, I'm pulling up my fucking playlist.
Yeah, it's interesting because he was just like, we're like, where are you going? He's like, don't worry about it. But he did say he'd be back, but I don't know if he's going to be back.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think he's going to be back.
Did he take his beers with him?
Well, he started like cleaning up and packing up his backpack and stuff. So it kind of felt like he was leaving. And then he did. So I guess like what it seemed like happened. But it, I didn't expect it to be permanent, especially after he said it wouldn't be.
Shit.
But who knows? Hey, you know what? Who knows?
Who knows, man?
And he would have hated having to talk about the Rizzler and AJ.
I thought he loves
Justice.
The Rizzler.
I think he's kind of turned on the Rizzler.
Has he?
Yeah, in the Discord, he's always like, who fucking cares about the Rizzler?
Man, he's got to love the Rizzler.
I think he's sick of the Rizzler.
They think he's on meth.
Nah, Jeff's not on meth.
Could be. Who knows? Who am I to say?
I believe in my heart of hearts, Jeff's not on meth.
Favorite part of the show... I got to give it to the end of characters for sure.
End of characters or the part where he's like, she.
Yes.
And we don't understand what he was saying.
Characters had so many twists and turns. You gotta give it up for Corey for really delivering.
Yes, for sure. Fuck. Okay, I forgot. I need to remember right now. Jim, there's a guy in our Discord named I Used to Be Cool.
Uh-huh.
I need to give him a shout out because he sent me a bunch of fucking guitar picks. I forgot to bring them to show you.
What the fuck, bro?
Dude, they're from like bands. Like he's just like worked at venues and shit and he like got picks from bands and they're fucking cool. I need to show them to you. You're going to love them.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So fucking shout outs to him. I would have should have said it in the beginning of the show, but I forgot. But I didn't want to forget like Joe Sultan. Like I forgot like 6 weeks in a row to bring up Joe Sultan. So sorry about that.
Shout outs to the people that confessed and paid penance for listening to the song early. But even bigger shout outs to the people that waited till the 27th.
Yes. Shout outs to Dancing with Ghosts for admitting all of his many faults.
Yes.
But a bigger shout out to all the real ones who had nothing to admit in the first place.
Yes, absolutely. All of the above. Shout outs to Corey talking about how cute that predator girl was.
And then someone calling him out and him mistaking her for a different time. He apparently did the same thing
or
elsewhere.
Even his initial rationale that made no sense. Also, shout outs to the Open Secret people for putting them on blast.
Yeah, shout outs to the end of that song, Let Me In. What is it called? What's this movie called? Let Me In?
Wait, which one?
The Hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, is it Let Me In? Oh, no. Talk to Me.
Yeah, Talk to Me. I kept saying Let Me In, I think.
Yeah. You incepted me.
Pretend all the jokes I made earlier were Talk to Me. The end of the song, Talk to Me, your camera.
Yeah, right.
Remember when your camera got talked to me?
Yeah, it got fucking... It killed that shit.
Yeah,
so.
Your camera got totally talked to me, for sure.
I'm glad the stream survived. Shout out to the people that showed up and hung out. And shout out to the real ones that hung out to the very end.
Yes.
You love to see
us.
It.
Yes. You and me.
Yeah. What is this, the Streamathon?
Speaking of the Streamathon, go to patreon.com/JimAndThem, where you can find all sorts of bonus content, including every single second of the Streamathon, broken up in very easy digestible bits and pieces with descriptions of what is entailed within. If that's not your jam, maybe some of our bonus shows will be up your alley. If you're not sure if even those are up your alley, then join for free, because there's a free tier where we have a bunch of the content that's on there for you to check out just for free. It's not for you, move on, but it will most likely be for you, and then you can join, get tons of new stuff. We've been on Patreon for like a decade, so there's like a shitload of like stuff on there. Like some people will join a Patreon and it's like, oh, they started this in January, there's like 3 shows and they barely update. This is a bummer. Not us.
No.
Almost like you could set your clock to our schedule. We have tons and tons of stuff. We have monthly stuff, weekly stuff, daily stuff. There's all sorts of stuff there, and there has been for like 10 years. So if you like us and you like what we do and you want to laugh, jump on the Patreon, check out some of that stuff. Jim, give me an example of some of the things they might find that is brand new for them.
We just got a new Caddy Studs Investigations that went up. We changed it up a little bit. We're talking about some current things.
That's a good one.
There was a Facebook Live domestic. You don't see, like, the domestic wasn't on live. It was more about, like, getting into the calm before the storm. And there's also heavy rumors and theories about a New England's current New England serial killer, because there are bodies turning up throughout New England of women that have gone missing.
Is it the Skimp Holy Strangler?
Could be. I did join a Facebook group of like investigators. So
really? Oh, because they'll talk about stuff.
Yeah. We joined it during the show too. We're trying to read some of their theories.
Smart.
But yeah, and of course we got movie commentaries. We got more than that, but that's the most recent stuff. We also just recorded a Watch This, where we talk about the new Brad Pitt film, F1.
Yeah.
Also, some thoughts on the new Jurassic World movie, because I did see it early. And a bunch of other things we've been watching. That's going up this week on the Patreon.
Wow. Fantastic. Jim, let's say that's somehow not enough for everybody, and they just need more. What is a website they could go to? I'll answer myself. ShowsThatYouKnow.com. What would they find there?
Oh, my God. You go to ShowsThatYouKnow.com. I host this television podcast. That's right, a podcast. We discuss television, TV shows. We've been talking about the latest season of The Rehearsal, the latest season of Last of Us. We got a lot of things that just premiered this week between the new season of The Bear and also the new season of Squid Game. A lot more where that came from. You can find it at ShowsWhatYouKnow.com.
Fantastic. My endorsement this week, everyone knows I'm a no sleeves, shorts and flip flops kind of guy. So I'm always on the hunt for a good pair of flip flops. And it's trickier than you think, because I know that some people can just throw anything they want on their feet. Don't get me wrong. Once I find a pair that's great, I know that Jeff was always shocked when we were in Japan. I basically wore flip flops the entire time when we were walking. Like, there was that day where we walked like 27 miles or something, and I was just in flip flops all the time. If I find a good pair, I find a good pair. And I have been my biggest problem with flip flops is how quickly the tread runs out. Sometimes they're still good, but then like the bottom, you're just like slipping and sliding all over the place. So I tried a brand on the internet that I like that gets fed to me all the time called Gumbies. They're Gumbies, and I've been like waffling on whether I should or not, but I'm like, nah, I'm gonna give them a shot. And I love them. I loved them so much that I bought a pair of flip flops, and then I ended up buying a pair of sandals as well because I like the flip flops so much. So if you are on the lookout for a good pair of flip flops, they've got good, like a good stability. They're not overly designed. They're not gonna rub your feet raw, and they're not gonna make the bottom of your feet black because they don't have like that crappy, like, sort of rubbery thing going on. They're fantastic. Go to Gumbies. Gumbies, go buy some flip-flops from them. Tell them Mike Steele sent you. This is a personal endorsement. It's not an advertisement. They won't know what you're talking about. I don't know if there's even anyone to tell that I sent you, but if there is, tell them I sent you. Buy some Gumbies. They're great. That's my endorsement this week, Jim.
Hell yeah. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.